Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Our meditation passage for today is from Hebrews chapter 4, starting at verse 14. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relationship to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness. Because of this, he is obligated to offer sacrifice for his own sins, just as he does for those of the people. And no one takes this honor for himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. So also, Christ did not exalt himself to be made high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears, to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So starting with verse 14, it points us to the fact that, quote, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This passage depicts Jesus as a transcendent figure, one who's risen, victorious, one who's passed through the heavens. Yet verse 15 right after points out that he's also near. Quote, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. I want for us to stop here. Think of a moment where you felt weak or tempted or overwhelmed. Right there where you felt those things, Jesus was there with you. He understands. He's there not to shame you, but to be with you. What struggle is it in your life where you're feeling tempted, where you're suffering, that Jesus wants to meet you in now? Allow yourself to rest in his hands. Then comes to verse 16, quote, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The throne that we're approaching isn't one that's stern or unyielding, but it's one of grace. It's one that's open and ready to receive us. Picture yourself stepping forward to God without hesitation, without fear, not because you deserve it, but because Christ has made you pure, that Christ has made you ready. What is it that you need? Mercy, strength, peace from God? It's there for you today. Take a moment to ask him for it, trusting that he hears you. We get into chapter 5 and it shifts how it's looking at Christ. It says, quote, every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. But then it shows us that Jesus stands apart from these. Verse 7 shows, in the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears. Jesus didn't just perform the priestly duty, he poured his life and his heart into it. He allowed himself to feel the weight of our pain, the very punishment that he was bearing for us. Verse 9 calls him the source of our eternal salvation to all who obey him. Christ's priesthood is not one that's fleeting, it's one that's forever. It's one that you can rest in and hope in today, and it's a firm foundation that you can build your life on. As we close, take some time to express your worries and receive his grace. Thank him for knowing all your weaknesses and praying for you through tears, for being your priest. Draw near with boldness to that throne this day and allow him to carry you. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.